All right, episode 32. We're back. We got our own theme song, Peyton. Isn't that exciting?
That's very exciting.
I know.
It really gets the juices flowing.
I know. And as you can tell from the extra voice, we've got a special guest here. Peyton Worley is sitting here joining. Did I say that right? Worley? I never call you by your last name.
You did. Worley.
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 It's, all right, awesome.
It comes somewhere deep in Scotland, hundreds of years ago.
Fascinating. Yes. Well, you know, Rob, I mean, his last name's Broadfoot. There's got to be some type of Scottish.
Yeah, we may be related.
Yeah.
We might need to look at the charts.
Awesome. All right. Peyton sitting in here. Thought it would be interesting to invite him on the podcast because, Peyton, you are, drum roll.
Thank you. Thank you for the introduction, Don.
Yeah, one of our clients.
Yes.
We haven't had a client on the podcast yet. So you're a client number one and number one in our hearts. How about that?
It's always good to be first.
nice. All right. Well, give a little intro, just casual style, of course, but give a little intro, sort of who you are and sort of where you work and things like that. Then I can sort of backfill with, I guess, how we know each other. Because we've known each other for, it's been a number of years now, right?
On 8 years now. Yeah. So I'm okay. Peyton Worley. I'm the director of marketing in the interventional pain business at Vivex Biologics, which is a biologics company. We specialize in making allograft products for a number of different applications: orthopedic, spine, interventional pain, foot and ankle. And so Don and I have been working together for going on 8 years now. He's done a number of different things for us in our marketing and branding portions of our business. And
awesome.
He's been with us through, you know, a number of different product launches, a number of different product pivots, you know, we're lucky to have him as an asset.
What an amazing letter of recommendation. I love that. So I was thinking about it before we sat down to sort of chit-chat here on air, and I believe our first project with Vivex back in the day was actually in 2013. So we've now been working with Vivex for a decade, if you can believe it.
That would make it a decade.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, math.
Time flies.
I mean, I know I draw pictures for a living, but math, I mean, it matters, you know? So, Vivex, yeah, we've done, gosh, a little bit of everything for Vivex. I mean, brand development, literally doing the logo, doing the initial look and feel, all the brand touch points, you know, obviously everything online, videos, trade shows. I mean, basically everything Vivex, we've done it all, you know?
Yeah, you got to start somewhere. And our brand, the one thing that has stayed constant is the Helix and some of the basic brand elements that we've held constant over 10 years now. You know, we've evolved in some other areas, launched some new products, but it all stays the same. And our branding is very recognizable. And that's, you know, kudos to Don and his team being very creative.
All right. I love that. So you're in charge of marketing for interventional pain. There are multiple other verticals at Vivex, obviously, the orthofusion and then the amniotic tissue.
That's correct. So we have it easy on the interventional pain side. We have one product. The other sides of the house have multiple different products and multiple different sizes, multiple different brands, logos, you name it.
So our challenge on our side of the fence, obviously, is we work with you on the one product, which is ViaDisc. Right, ViaDisc NP. And the challenge from my side of the table is obviously you're responsible for just your one product, but we obviously work on all of the different products and all the different verticals, right? So it's making sure that the brand is consistent across all the different touch points, across the different verticals of the business, right? Keeping in mind that the different business units are going to want different things and have different requests and different needs, right? So we are kind of in charge. I mean, I don't want to say in charge, but we are sort of responsible, I guess, for making sure that the brand is always presented as a unified fashion. So,
like anything in business, you know, there's lots of opinions. There's lots of different opinions on how to do things. Ultimately, there's someone responsible, and you got to have someone to keep everyone in line.
Yeah.
You know when to step out of bounds and know when to stay in bounds, and you know that's. That's important for any growing business and any growing product.
Totally. Well said.
To keep things consistent.
So talk to us a little bit about, for those that are curious, I guess, and we're going deep down the medical sort of rabbit hole, dare I say, right? Biologics. I mean, it's pretty awesome. Talk to me a little bit about what ViaDisc is, what it does, what problem it solves, things like that, right? For those that are curious.
Yeah. So for your average person, ViaDisc is essentially an allograft implant. So allograft means... human donor tissue that comes from a human donor and is transferred into a human recipient. So,
okay.
In layman's terms, that means taking tissue from a deceased donor and re-implanting that into yourself during a surgery or during a procedure.
Yeah.
And so there are many common allografts. You may think that I'll never need that or that never happens.
Yeah.
So bone, for example, is a very widely used allograft product in a number of different spine procedures,
that
foot and ankle,
yeah,
extremity, you name it. You break your arm, you know, you have a compound fracture in your ankle. Mm-hmm. You may need bone graft to go in there and fix your bone.
Yeah. Dare I say kind of spackle the break, right?
Exactly. So same thing with via disc. You know, your intervertebral discs, which are your so your discs are between your vertebrae, which are the bones of your spine.
Yeah.
So as we sit here and think about it, your discs over time undergo wear and tear, you know, from your everyday moving around. You know, maybe you lift something wrong. You know, you put pressure and wear on your discs throughout your life. And over time, these discs degenerate. They lose hydration.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a high water content, if you will. So they're going to lose hydration. They lose height. They become degraded. So think about a grape going to a raisin, for lack of a better analogy. But
I love it.
So via disc is intervertebral disc tissue that's going back into a dehydrated intervertebral disc. So like tissue for like tissue. And these are patients with low back pain.
Yeah.
So that's what ViaDisc is aiming to help.
I got to tell you, I think we've done all of the messaging and communication and brochures and websites and everything, but I couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you. And it really is a very complicated, it's a very simple product, but a complicated field to explain to your average, your average person, just like I wouldn't understand if someone in IT or software came up and told me, you know, some details about their business. I'd need a very, very simple, broad overview. So
try to
make it the same way for ViaDisc.
And you've been working for Vivex, as we mentioned, for a number of years, about 8 years or so now, and have really seen the maturity of the product start from literally nothing, from call it an R&D perspective, all the way through product launch. Is that a correct statement?
That's correct. It started as an idea in a room back in 2015, 2016.
Wow.
From there we went to a clinical study, to, you know, a number of different highs and lows along the way.
Yeah.
But now we're on the market, and it's been a crazy ride with a lot of waves and a lot of different people, and but we're still here today and moving on and upwards.
Yeah, I think what's exciting for us on our side of the fence too, and we've done previous podcasts, and Peyton, I know you weren't here for those podcasts, but talking about our favorite parts of the job, talking about what we love the most about our job and what we do. And it's a lot of times centered around the creation, the ideation, that beginning stage, right? So I think it's pretty cool that you've been with the company and with sort of the product development from literally, as you said, an idea in a room, right? To, hey, now we have, you know, a full-fledged product out in the marketplace, you know, Salesforce selling, you know, and it's fun for us to be on this side of the fence, kind of a small part of the success, dare I say, of the launch of ViaDisc, right? I mean, having it start from nothing and then helping develop the communication strategy, helping develop what the look and feel of the product line is, how it ties into the greater good of Vivex Biologics, you know, and then supporting all of the efforts to get it up and running. It's pretty interesting.
Absolutely. And on all the details have to be, thought about. Everything you see today with ViaDisc, all the collateral, all the people that are here, you know, all the training that's happened, every graft we've sold, you know, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears have been poured into that. And nothing can be forgotten. All the branding and product design and everything you guys have done on your team, have been instrumental in setting up the foundation for us to be able to get where we are today.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. I got to have you back on more podcasts. I mean, I don't know that I'm going to be able to walk out the door. My head's going to be so big. You know,
Don, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I've never thought about actually, you know, recording myself on one, but it's everything I dreamed of.
What's your favorite type of podcast?
My voice sounds so pure.
It's all about the microphone. So it's all about, you know, I mean, get a good mic and you sound good. And generally speaking, nobody likes the sound of their own voice, right? But I think wearing the headphones and having a good microphone sort of dulls that, right?
Makes you more comfortable with your own voice. I listen to, you know, I was a psychology major back in the day, so I'm really into how the brain works and how we think about different things. So I enjoy digging in deep on nerd topics like
dude,
that.
I'm a super nerd, as everybody knows. Are you one of those murder mystery podcast kind of guys?
I have listened to one murder mystery. Okay. I can't even tell you what it was called, but it was about a murder in Ocilla, Georgia, back in the day, and it blew my mind. But since then, I haven't gotten too deep into the murder podcast.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I know that's probably one of the most popular podcast sort of genres, is that weird crime obsession murder scenario. Not for me. I'm more of a lighthearted kind of guy. But to each their own. So
to each their own. I think I might have nightmares at night, but. You know, I prefer the warm peachy dreams about other lighter.
Yeah, I do have a very active imagination, so I'm also not. I mean, take my man card away, but I'm also not a big horror movie kind of guy because I can't turn the brain off. It just kind of keeps going and going and going, and then I don't sleep at night. So I need my entertainment to be sort of silly and lighthearted, for what it's worth.
I could not agree more. The last horror movie I watched, I came into the office the next day, and I kept thinking characters were going to jump out from around the corner to do something to me.
Funny. So we've had a few guests on. We haven't had any clients. So thank you for being the first client again. So that's super exciting for us. But we have had a few guests, and I've started to ask everybody what's, and I'm totally putting you on the spot. So if you need a minute to think about
it. Bring it on.
Oh, I like it, man. The hot seat. You're a fan. Favorite brand. What's your favorite brand? If you think about branding, so the two questions are, what's your favorite brand? And then do you have a favorite and or memorable ad campaign or design that you love?
I'm going to start with the second. I think, the first that pops into mind, I think Nike has done a very, very, very excellent job of their branding over the years, from commercials, you know, during my childhood, even through present day, their brand, you know, when you go back and look at, Simon Sinek says as to why Nike, another one, Apple, they've always been very good about, you can buy anything of their brand and you trust it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They answer the question of the why very, very
exactly.
well. Right. And we've joked previously that Nike doesn't really sell products. They sell the spirit of competition, right? And that is manifested in just do it, right? It's an empowering line that anybody can attain whatever those goals are, right? It just happens to be a shoe or a jacket or track pants or whatever the case may be, right? So that's a good one. Nike is a good one. All right, favorite campaign or design or anything?
Favorite campaign design.
Or I guess it could be Nike.
It could be Nike also. Yeah. You know, I came in this room and I saw an Atlanta United flag on the wall, and this may have been talked about, you know, previously, but being a native Atlanta, and I think... at first I didn't know how that team was going to go when we first brought soccer to Atlanta. Yeah. We don't have a lot of very avid fans, but they've done a great job with the team and
remarkable job.
You know, that may be just cause of how all of us Atlantans are, you know, we have great character, but, I want to think there was something more at play there.
Well, winning also helps, you know, so it's definitely, it's a great confluence of moxie and bravado, but then backed up by having a fantastic product and an excellent environment, right?
I do have an answer for your question now that I've thought about it for a second.
And,
not because I drink Bud Light, but they have had some excellent ad campaigns over the years, during Super Bowls and during, you know, other TV shows. And one that comes to mind is... I don't remember the specifics of the commercial, but it was way back 10 years ago, and it was someone sitting in a classroom repeating Bud Light in an accent, and I died on the ground laughing.
Really?
So it still, you know, it strikes me years later.
Yeah.
And
that's cool.
You know, that's very hard.
Yeah.
To do.
Budweiser noticeably sort of absent from this year's Super Bowl, and it's funny because we actually did a podcast talking about Super Bowl ads, and we talked about how Bud always has a big presence. They always have like a wacky zany one. There's always a Bud Light. And then you always have the Clydesdales, right? And sort of the Augustus, Bush, the traditional, or the Dalmatians and the fire, you know, all that kind of stuff. But Budweiser, not really that prevalent at this year's Super Bowl, which I found interesting. So,
yeah, very interesting. It's always cool to see the transgression of the ads from year to year.
Yeah.
You know, you've always got the Pepsi and Doritos, you know, heavy commercials on the snacks and the drinks.
Yeah.
But you get something new every year.
Yeah.
So that's, it reminds you that, you know, our society and the things we, you know, buy every day and pay attention to, you know, it's not static.
Yeah, totally. Always moving, always moving. All right, cool. Well, dude, thanks for coming on the podcast. Super fun. I mean, Peyton stopped by for lunch. It's remarkably, it's like 10,000 degrees outside. I'm sweating in the studio right now. So I'm apologies for having to watch me just have a complete meltdown right now. It's February and I'm just burning up. It's totally insane. But thanks for coming on. Any additional questions you got for me or any additional, I mean, no is a perfectly acceptable answer. I don't mean to cut us off, but
how long did it take to set up this podcast setup?
How long did it take to set up this podcast?
How long
podcast?
Did it take to set this up and figure out how to do it and record quality shows?
Oh, not that long. I mean, you just got to have skill, buddy.
So what you're saying is it's easier than it sounds.
Yes, but you got to have the talent to be able to hold an audience. How about that? For our tens of listeners.
Fair enough.
So,
well, thank you, Don, for having me on.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate it.
All right. Well, everybody can find us online at mocktheagency.com. You can also find us on the socials at mocktheagency.com. Where can the people find you?
People can find me through vivex.com or LinkedIn.
Okay.
Look up Peyton Worley. That's Peyton, P-E-Y-T-O-N, just like Manning. Worley, W-A-R-L-E-Y.
I like the Manning reference. And Vivex Biologics, you can go to vivex.com, take a look at their entire portfolio of products and whatnot. And thanks for coming on, man. All right, we will chat with you next time. Thanks, everybody.